Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How come it's been now 2.5 hours, give or take, and we have not heard one mention of your trip to Star Wars?
Oh my God, Galaxy's Edge. I know. I haven't talked to you about it at all.
I just said that. Why?
I don't know. I've been busy. It's a busy morning.
This is something you've been waiting for, I don't know, since before you were even born. And it's like, oh.
I know.
Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning, 103.7 KSON.
Yeah.
Oh, I was going to know everything. Tell me everything.
Producer Jess is a huge Star Wars nerd, a huge Disneyland nerd, and you've been waiting for this day forever.
It's like the perfect storm for you.
It's so the perfect thing for me, and I've been counting my days and hours and minutes till I finally got to go to Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and we went on Saturday.
So you got some audio. I want to hear that in a bit.
Yes.
But is everything, like the questions I have about the crowd, is it all covered in here?
I don't talk about the crowd.
I purposely didn't want to hear this. I want to be surprised.
Okay.
So, was it really overly crowded?
It's because the way they're doing it right now is you have to have a reservation.
How's that working?
It's working out okay. When you're going in first, it's kind of crowded because everybody's going at the same time.
Right.
And then some of the reservations overlap. But when you have your reservation time and when it's just you in that, so like in the first hour and your last hour has other people that aren't part of your reservation.
Got it. Okay.
So the middle part is extra people, but that middle part is easy. It's so nice.
So now, is that because they can't corral everybody out of there at the same time? Why is it overlapping?
It's just the way that they set up the reservations. Okay. They're just an hour
and
overlapping.
Do they actually come around and kick you out when your reservation is over, your time?
I didn't see anybody get kicked out. We were a little bit over, but that's because we finally got into the cantina and wanted a drink. So
okay.
Don't miss the drink.
And that's a new thing because they serve alcohol at Disneyland now, only in Galaxy's Edge.
And only in that cantina. You can't take it out of it. You have to drink it in there.
Were there like weird droids playing music inside the cantina?
DJ Rex was playing.
DJ Rex.
Yes. Right on. If you ever went to the original Star Tours, the pilot was Captain Rex, and now he's a DJ in Oga's Cantina.
Well, of course he is.
He's my favorite.
Let's find out what happened in your dream come true this weekend. I'm super excited.
All right. Walking into Galaxy's Edge is pretty incredible, but nothing compares to seeing the Millennium Falcon up close and impersonal. It's literally awe-inspiring, and I don't care if you make fun of me because it was incredible. I might have cried if it wasn't so darn hot.
Is it life size?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that must have been so cool.
I know. It was so cool.
I've heard rumors.
Yeah.
But
I know. But it's so cool to see in person. Like I can't believe I'm sitting here looking at it. It's beyond words. It's amazing. Oh my gosh, you guys, I just got out of the Millennium Falcon ride. It's amazing. Like, oh my God, we flew the Millennium Falcon and I was the gunner and I did pretty darn good. Well, not that great. It was 36% accuracy, but I did okay.
Yeah, 36 is not good.
They give you your score at the end and I didn't do too well.
The Rebel Alliance just called. They said thanks, but no thanks.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh gosh, that's funny.
But we had a great time. We got 2 Klaxiums, and that's pretty good. What do you think, Jeff? How was it?
Did you get a shot for that? If you go to the doctor, get a Klaxium?
Yeah.
What's a Klaxium?
It's their fuel.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we did great.
We flew the Millennium Falcon. It was pretty incredible. Wow. Galaxy's Edge is amazing. All right, so we had to say goodbye to Galaxy's Edge. But before I left, I got to go into Oga's Cantina, and I had 2 drinks. We downed them in 45 minutes because they give you a time limit on how long you can be in there and how many drinks you can have. So I downed 2 drinks in 45 minutes. And so for somebody that doesn't drink that much, I feel great.
So a couple questions.
We can tell.
What are they serving? Are they serving like Star Wars type food, drinks in the cantina, or is this a normal bar?
No, it is Star Wars type drinks. We had the Fuzzy Tauntaun, which makes your lips a little numb and tingly.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then I also had the Skyhopper that was really good. And then outside there's a stand where you can get blue milk from like the first Star Wars movie.
Sure, sure, sure.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. are there characters walking around Galaxy's Edge? And I'm not talking to stormtroopers. I'm talking like, is Luke Skywalker there? Is someone that looks like Han Solo there? Is
well, no, because they've both passed away in this world. Because it's in the timeline of Star Wars, it is existing where we're kind of at right now, after the Last Jedi, the next movie.
So we believe that Luke's passed away?
Luke has passed away.
Okay.
Han Solo's passed away.
Know Han. Okay, and Leia's can't be there, obviously. So is it only people who are dressed as droids or as like space creatures? There's no human characters. Like Lando Calrissian's not walking around Galaxy.
Rey is. Rey's walking around. Okay. Kylo Ren is.
All right.
And then Chewbacca's there, of course.
Okay, sure.
Yes. Nice. It's really
cool. I got so many questions.
I know.
Now, the park outside during Galaxy's Edge, your theory was that Disney's going to kind of slow down outside Galaxy's Edge because, was that true? Was it kind of a...
Wasn't bad.
Really? All right.
Yeah. Okay. We walked on a couple rides, actually.
There you go.
All right.
I know. It was awesome.
Was it everything you thought it was going to be? You've been waiting your whole
life.
And more. Oh, okay. Well, there that answers.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly.